Let's command the morning for Thursday. Today is a very unique day, but a very special and important day. It's a very much so needed day for many reasons. We are on the precipice of something. We're on the precipice of generations aligning, generations partnering, and generations arising. Today is the principle of blessing. I'm going to be reading a few scriptures, and I'm also going to be sharing the prophetic revelation that Holy Spirit gave me that aligns with the principle of blessing, but also the day Thursday. And as usual, we're going to be commanding the morning for the day Thursday and blessing Thursday, but we'll do it a little differently though. And I'll be sharing some insights and principles for this day. And I'm also going to be sharing from Arthur Burke. You've heard me mention Arthur Burke since the origin of this podcast. He has a book called Relentless Generational Blessings. And I'll be reading some excerpts from his book regarding blessings. On this day, Thursday, everything God created during those initial days of the first days of creation, they were sealed with "it is good" or "it is very good." However, on the fifth day, which is Thursday, God said, He blessed it. It was the first day out of the previous days. He blessed what He created. He blessed Thursday. Thus, the principle of blessing derives. God blessed the animals to mate and reproduce, which means He affirmed and institutionalized sex and generational life to resemble the parents or progenitors of that life that had been reproduced. This speaks to heritage, procreation, nurturing, family, inheritance, the joy of marital sex, or kind with kind, and we'll read about that real soon. Blessing is more than wishing someone or something well. It is God's, Elohim's, very own affirming and approval of. It's likened to a king's seal. What is said or has been written down cannot be undone or overturned. In blessing is covenant. You see why blessing is so important. Now we have a better understanding of how we must learn to watch that which comes from out of our mouths. How we speak negatively, because those are curses. How witchcraft works in the atmosphere and in the airwaves. How the occult practices work in the airwaves and atmosphere for curses. Because it's about covenant. Now, that we're going to see later on some things that come against this day and the opposite of what God did on the fifth day or Thursday. What He blessed and made covenant. We'll start with Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 20. I'm reading from God's Word translation for this specific chapter. Then God said, let the water swarm with swimming creatures, and let birds fly through the sky over the earth. So God created the large sea creatures, every type of creature that swims around in the water, and every type of flying bird. God saw that they were good. God blessed them and said, be fertile, increase in number, fill the sky, and let there be many birds on the earth. There was evening, then morning, a fifth day. That is how God sees this day. So Thursday, we rise and we bless you. We rise and we speak voice activation according to what Elohim said in the first days of days. On the fifth day, your day, where Thursday came alive, you are blessed. We speak to all the sea and marine life, those animals, those creatures, and we bless you according to Elohim, according to the word of Most High God. We say and call you blessed. We speak to the waters. We speak to the birds of the air and the sky, and we bless you, and we bless the sky and the air in which you travel and fly. In the name of Jesus, we say to you, increase in number. According to Genesis chapter 1, the dominion mandate that God gave man to have dominion over the animals, to rule over the animals, not to dominate, but to rightly govern and steward. We say to you right now, marine life and aerial life, reproduce and increase in number. We bless you now. I decree across the nations, this is happening. I decree across the nations that supplies are coming to your shores. I decree across the nations that life is springing forth, that blessings upon blessings upon blessings are populating that we didn't even know exist or were there. It's coming and it's happening even now. By faith, I call it forth in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the power of Holy Spirit that marine life that we did not even know exist, or even types and kinds of marine life we do know exist, are starting to appear and surface now. And I'm not talking about demonic ones. I bless the waters. I bless marine life. I bless aerial life. And according to the word in Genesis 1, 20 through 23, you will increase, and you will fill the sea, and you will fill the sky. Now, there are other translations, specifically the KJV and the NKJV, that says to the marine life and the aerial life that kind with kind. What this meant was, man was never meant to mate with marine life or aerial life. Aerial life was never meant to mate with marine life and vice versa. Does that make sense? You were supposed to represent your kind. So an eagle was meant to mate with an eagle to produce eaglets. That is the blessing of life. Heritage. Orcas are killer whales, as we call them. We're meant to mate with killer whales or other orcas. Heritage, life, covenant, blessings, just as human beings were meant to mate with human beings. The only way other human beings can be created. is by a man and a woman. Heritage, covenant, life, blessings. Let's read Joshua chapter 6, starting at verse 22. Same translation, God's word translation. But Joshua said to the two spies, "Go to the prostitute's house. Bring the woman out, along with everything she has, as you swore you would do for her." The spies went and brought out Rahab, her father, mother, brothers, everything she had, and even all of her relatives. Pay attention to those. They gave them a place outside the camp of Israel. Then Israel burned the city and everything in it. But they put the silver and gold and everything made of bronze and iron into the Lord's treasury. Joshua spared the prostitute Rahab, her father's family, and everything she had. She still lives in Israel today because she hid the messengers Joshua had sent to look at Jericho. The point here is that Rahab did not just receive salvation or preservation from death herself, but because of her faith to believe in a God who was not her own God because she was a foreigner, her faith to believe in Israel's God, it caused her family to be preserved and saved and brought into the fold under covenant with Yahweh. It brought her into heritage with Israel, which is a reflection of the New Testament, what Yeshua did, and also Ephesians 10. You see that scarlet thread that she threw down? That was the blood. That's representative of the blood. All this stuff relates from Old Testament to New Testament. It's what Jesus did, bringing her into the fold. You are covered by the Lamb's blood. But oh, it doesn't stop there. Now your house, your father's house, and it's extended to your heritage. That's why scripture says, to this day, everything attached to you, Rahab, is under the blood. You want to try me? You want to try that statement I just made? Who came through the bloodline of Rahab? Yeshua. Go read Matthew. Yeshua did. That is the power of blessing. Father, that we would learn not just how to speak blessings, not only just how to live in blessings either. God, we want those things and we need these things. Holy Spirit, I ask you that you would teach us, especially even on Thursdays, to command the day to come back into right order and alignment with which you've called it blessing and blessed. This day is set apart, the first day that was set apart from any of the other days. You blessed it. It is unique. It is different. But God, that we would learn above all else about blessings, the extent and the extension of what blessings truly are, and the reach of blessings beyond ourselves, beyond our own borders, beyond our own intent, beyond our own needs. Father, even in this year where family is extended, where the idea of family is extended, where the idea of the house is extended, that we would learn it's not just about us, that we would go into society, that we would disseminate, that we would indoctrinate your laws from heaven, your spiritual principles and truths from heaven into earth, that we would legislate these things and bring generational blessings from heaven into the earth. I ask in your name, Jesus. Psalm 128 from the Passion Translation. It's titled A Song of the Stairway, The Blessings of the Lord. How joyous are those who love the Lord and bow low before God, ready to obey Him. Your reward will be prosperity, happiness, and well-being. Your wife will bless your heart and home. Your children will bring you joy as they gather around your table. Yes, this is God's generous reward for those who love Him. May the Lord bless you out of His Zion glory. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem throughout your lifetime. And may you be surrounded by your grandchildren. Happiness to you and happiness to Israel. Now we speak this over Israel and Jerusalem, but I extend this blessing because of the gift Israel gave to the nations. Israel gave this gift to the world. Jerusalem gave this gift to the world. Judah went first and gave this gift to the world. Yeshua gave us Himself by Father to the world. So I release this blessing even into the most resistant places, the most dark places, and I decree and declare by the power of Holy Spirit that there is a remnant in those places, and the remnant will hear. They'll hear the sound coming down. Hey, they hear the sound coming down. It's flowing. The sound coming down. They'll hear it. And they'll make a place for you to dwell, Yeshua. They'll make a place for you to dwell, even in the most tumultuous situations, in the most tumultuous times and seasons, things looming over their heads, whatever it looks like, impending doom and danger. All they know is the love of their God, Yeshua. All they want is to pursue you, to see you high and lifted up, exalted. All they want to do is see you in your beauty, in your glory, to see your vision transmitted and accomplished in the earth before your second coming. These ones I send and loose the blessings of the Lord. May they see you. I ask right now, Yeshua, that you would give them visions. Behold, may they see visions of God. May they see divine visions of God. Call them up there where you are, Lord God. Hey, Kori Arabashi Tarabaye She Teroboko She. Hey, Father God, I pray right now, even over those nations. I pray over the Middle East right now. I pray over the Middle East right now. Dreams. I say, just as it was in biblical times, in Middle Eastern countries, where leaders, high ranking sovereigns received dreams, at times visitations. They received interpretations from your prophets. God, do it again, a fresh outpouring. Pour out your blessings. Open up the gates, the windows of heaven. Open up the firmament, God. Hey, Kariarabako Shortoroboko Shi, Hey Rabakashe, Tarabakashi, Tiaraboyoshe. Open up the firmament, God. Pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Release your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon blessings. And they will turn. They will turn from their wicked ways. I ask in the name of Jesus, and they will preserve your sons and your daughters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your sons and your daughters will be blessed. Psalm 118:17. You will not let them kill me, but I will live to tell the world what the Lord has done for me. In other translations, this was the Passion Translation. In other translations, this say, I will live to declare the word of the Lord and not die. I will live and not die until I declare the word of the Lord. Ha! I say right now to those who are like the second church in the book of Revelation, you have persevered, you've persevered, and the Lord has seen your faith. The Lord has seen your perseverance, and the Lord has seen your oppressors, and the Lord has given you even a greater measure of perseverance. And even in the face of death, you have not resisted. You have not relented to defame or denounce your Savior and Lord, your Master, your God, Yeshua. And the Lord says He's going to reward you. He's going to reward you. He's going to reward you. To him who overcomes, He's going to reward you. I say, open your mouths now and declare the words and the works of the Lord. I bless your mouths. I bless your movements. I bless your eyes to see Yeshua, even as it was Stephen who was being stoned, that you would see the exalted one. You would see the exalted one. You would experience him even now, even now, even now, even now. I send forth blessings to you now. Hey, Thursday, you are filled and surrounded with blessings. Before I close out with Arthur Burke's excerpts from his book, Relentless Generational Blessings, I want to say a few things that I just want to place before Yeshua's feet that come against this day, Thursday, the day of blessings. Broken and corrupt covenants. Didn't we touch on that? Because this is the day where God blessed covenant. Treaties that are broken, contracts that are broken, divorces, poor parenting, fatherlessness, loneliness, hatred towards one brother or neighbor, murderous spirits, jealousy, like Cain. Anything going on like that in current times. So we loose God's blessing. Hey, we get into blessing, people of God. We pray, we intercede, we watch, we live in, we activate, we cry out and weep, whatever we need to do. To ascertain our blessing and the blessing and the seed of a nation and of the nations until it is amassed and attained and we see it manifest. Cursing, bondage, curses on land, curses on harvest, curses on momentum, and curses on resources. And there are a plethora more, but just like all the other days, with the exception of Sunday, I'm not going to read them all. Yeshua, we lift all these things up to you, and we say that you are great and mighty. You are fully capable. You are fully capable. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. El Gabor, the almighty one. You can and will do this. We trust and believe in you. We bring these things before you that are negatively affecting blessings, that are negatively affecting this day in which you said, be blessed. I release blessings on this day. And we ask, Yeshua, that you would address, you would rebuke, and you would confront these spiritual dark and demonic giants and principalities that are darkening and weakening and affecting your world, your earth, your creations, your sons and your daughters. We ask that you act on our behalf, God, just like you did. Hey, karabakasho torobokoshi, hey, darabakashi, brakasha tarobokoshi, ho shatarabakashi tiaramakashi, darabokoshi, hey, darabakasha, just as you did, God. Hey, just as you did when Israel was in Egypt. And God, they were crying out. They were crying out. They did not have anything else but a cry. They had no praise within them. Their voices, their sound, their worship became dissident with you, incongruent with how they were supposed to be behaving and acting and worshiping you. And they cried out to you, Yahweh. They cried out to you, Yahweh. They asked for help. And God, you heard. The word says you heard. The word says you heard. The word said you heard, Yahweh, and you had to act on behalf of your people. I am asking you to remember. Remember, I am asking, I'm coming before you. We are asking those under the sound of my voice who've chosen to listen to this podcast and who have come into agreement. We are standing asking you, Yahweh, remember your word, how you are the mighty deliverer with your right hand, how you are the deliverer and the lifter. Hey, remember how you raised up a deliverer. You raised up Moses to deliver your people. God, during this time in Purim, you raised up Esther to deliver your people, and not just deliver, but to ensure the people of God were not extirpated. They were not completely erased from history. Would you do it again, God? Would you do it again, God? With a mighty hand, show yourself in the earth. We're asking you, God, whether if you raise up someone now, as Moses or as Esther, however you choose, God, however you choose, God, you are God. We bow low and submit to your will, your way, your plans. Oh. We just ask that you move. We just ask that you demonstrate your dominion, your legislation. Come swiftly, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kena makasha taraboko shidi arabaka shedo sho. I just want to close out real quick with a couple of quotes from Arthur Burke. In chapter 2, he talks about the Rechabites and how the Rechabites were not primary worshipers of Yahweh, yet they had become worshipers of Yahweh. They were Gentiles and they had worshipped Yahweh, and because they resisted the status quo or the norm of society around them, including Judah and Jerusalem. They resisted religion. God sent the prophet Jeremiah to prophesy over the Rechabites and to extend the scepter of blessing to the Rechabites, to extend favor to the Rechabites. And you can find this story in Jeremiah. The next excerpt, which is the final excerpt I want to talk about, which we also release into Thursday. It is very important. It is especially important for the United States of America. So those of us who are in that nation, this nation, listen up. God removed and God rose up. You see, we like to talk a lot about Isaiah 22:22. And it was several years ago, God brought my attention to Isaiah 22:21, where God is inaugurating Eliakim. And Arthur Burke is talking about in his book, he goes in detail about what that looked like. And he talks about how Eliakim was placed in position, and Eliakim was really called to be the generational conduit of blessings for a nation, to bless an entire nation. I hope you caught that. God, that you would raise up not one, but leaders, because this was during the time of Hezekiah. God, that you would raise up leaders who are drawing from the ends of this nation, your people, and the states back into alignment, back into congruency with you. One nation under God, indivisible, under Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God, that you would inaugurate a new position, that you would allow there to be someone to partner as Eliakim, regardless if it's in the cabinet or if it's in another different mountain. This person, I am asking, Lord God, will have the favor extended as Eliakim did, that was prophesied through Isaiah, and will be the conduit to bring generational blessings to a nation. Father, we bless the United States of America. We say this nation is blessed. We thank you, Father God, right now. It is the most apropos time, the time during Purim, to decree and declare the curse is reversed. We thank you for doing a brand new thing in this nation. God, we love you, and we speak blessings upon blessings upon blessings to the nations. I pray you're blessed. I pray you are edified. I pray that you would continue to command the day, speaking blessings, learning how to bless rather than to curse, covering your seed seeds, unto 1,000. Thursday, we seal you with the blessing. We seal you with the countenance of Yeshua. I pray right now that the Lord's countenance shines upon us all this day, that we would know and feel and see him. He is with us, that you would bless us, that you would keep us, that you would give us peace. Holy Spirit, anoint us this day with the blessings. I loose the blessings of the Lord. I command the blessing of the Lord on Thursday. Blessings.